Joshua chapter 24. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago your forefathers, Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River. They served other gods. But I took your father Abraham from beyond the Euphrates River and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his descendants many. I gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I gave Esau Mount Seir to possess, but Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt by what I did in the midst of it, and afterward I brought you out. I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. When they cried out to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea over top of them and covered them. Your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and you lived in the wilderness a long time. I brought you into the land of the Amorites that lived east of the Jordan River, and they fought against you. I handed them over to you, and you took possession of their land, and I destroyed them before you. Then Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, prepared and fought against Israel. He sent and summoned Balaam, son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Instead, he blessed you, and in this way I rescued you from his hand. You crossed over the Jordan River and came to Jericho. The people of Jericho fought against you, as did the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Girgashites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I handed them over to you. I sent terror ahead of you to drive out the two kings of the Amorites. It was not done by your sword or bow. I gave you a land that you have not worked on, towns you did not build. Yet you are living there. I gave you fruit to eat from vineyards and olive groves, yet you did not plant them. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and truth. Put away the gods your father served beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it seems offensive to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your father served that were beyond the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The people responded, "There is no way that we will forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he is the one who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage and performed those great miracles in our sight. He protected us whichever way we went, and among whatever peoples we passed through. The Lord drove out before us all the peoples, including the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore we, too, will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Then Joshua warned the people, "You cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God, and he will not forgive your rebellion or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm, and will consume you, even after having done you good." The people answered Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord." They affirmed, "We are witnesses." "Now then," Joshua said, "put away the foreign gods that are among you, and focus your heart on the Lord, the God of Israel." The people swore to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God, and we will obey his voice." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day at Shechem, and established rules and regulations for them. Then Joshua wrote these words in the law scroll of God, and he took a great stone and set it up under the oak that is by the sanctuary of the Lord. Joshua said to all the people, "Look, this stone will be a witness against us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord, which he spoke to us. Therefore, it will be a witness against you, if you deny your God." So Joshua sent the people away, everyone to his own land inheritance. After these things, Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being about 110 years old. They buried him in the territory of his inheritance, in Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of Mount Gaash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had personally known everything the Lord had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the Israelites brought up out of Egypt, were buried at Shechem in the parcel of ground Jacob bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. It became the land inheritance of the descendants of Joseph. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him in Gibeah, in the hill country of Ephraim, in the land allotted to his son Phinehas.